8:06 on your QFM. Waking up with the Joneses, Josh and Yvonne, good morning, and it is a very special day here at your QFM. Let's get Bemidji on with us. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a cool thing.
That was Dennis.
Are we jingle belling already for Christmas? Is that what it is?
No, what a neat morning, though. Wow, wow, wow. 30 years ago today, we were on the air. It was our first full day of broadcasting for QFM.
Yeah.
God is so good. Huh?
So good.
Just amazing. And all the work that went into getting to that point, and it was amazing. And the feedback was incredible and just fun. It's been fun to reminisce you guys over the last few days. I've been racking my brain of all the things that I could think of, you know, highlights over these 30 years. And we know that a lot of our listeners have a lot of these things that they're thinking of as well. So we're going to have some fun this hour. But before we do anything, we also were saying that we were going to give an exciting update as to where we are on our goal for our fall faith race. So should we start out with that?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Remember, we ended that Friday, I think it was the 13th, Friday the 13th, and we were at just over 201,000, all right? Our overall goal is $335,000. So I have the updated total. Anytime you're ready, Josh, here we go.
All right.
Got this from Susie. 235,000, you guys.
Wow. Praise God. Wow.
This is an ongoing deal.
Wow.
This is great. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for those who have partnered with us here at your QFM.
That blew me away.
And a lot of that happens because I've had a few people stop in here and say, I'd like, do I have to call and tell you to continue my monthly pledge?
Yeah.
Some of them think that we automatically just keep it going, and we don't. And so they need to call in, or they need to sign up.
Well, we don't
again.
We don't put it in the total, but if they continue the automated giving, that does continue.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't roll it in automatically to the total, is
correct.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, what's that, Josh?
I thought Dennis was bribing people with deer jerky or something.
I was, too.
Yeah.
It would not surprise
me
one
good,
bit.
I'd take him up on that bribe, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, we are excited. What a week. You know, we start out this weekend with the Best of Bemidji, the Pioneer putting out that flyer, and we find out that people in this area voted QFM their favorite radio station in the Bemidji area, and I know that happened in Grand Forks earlier this year as well. So we're just thank you, Lord, for that. And then, of course, today, the actual 30th anniversary, and then coming up this Sunday, the birthday bash. We're using birthday and anniversary, aren't we, Vicki? Why not? They're interchangeable. And so that's going to be fun as well. But we were thinking of what could we do this morning. And we're certainly going to do some reminiscing, hitting some of the highlights over 30 years. But we would love to hear from some of our listeners as well. And 800-435-1071. Or you could call here too, 218-444-1071. And it seemed like the Lord was nudging me. You know, I know that we've had a number of Bibles that we've accumulated here over the last year or two. I know, Josh, you grab them usually when we get some free offers for some Bibles. And we thought we'd give away some Bibles this morning.
You bet. And on top of the Bible, how about a QFM t-shirt?
Absolutely. And it has to do with why we exist. You know, you think about it, it's your life, God's truth. And God's truth is represented by His Word. And that is so important to us. And I know it's important to you as listeners as well. We were adding up how many Bibles that we have to give away, and it was kind of fun. Vicki was helping, and Yvonne had told us what you guys have. And when we got your list, Yvonne, there was one chronological study Bible. And I said to Vicki, what did I say?
I would kind of like that Bible for myself.
Yes.
I said, I want that one. And so we added it up, and we had 31 Bibles.
31.
So now we have 30, because I'm keeping the chronological Bible. So that was a God thing. So we have 30 Bibles and 30 t-shirts. So if you call in this morning, we would love to bless you with a Bible of your choice. We've got about four or five different types of Bibles. In fact, why don't you mention those, Vicki, real quick? You've got them in front of you, right?
Yep. We have Adventure Bibles, we have New King James Study Bibles, NET, which is New English Translation Text Bibles. We have Abide Bibles and Love God Greatly Bibles.
Yeah, and those last two are New English Translation as well.
Okay.
So if you call in, we just want to love on you with a Bible and a QFM t-shirt. And then another surprise at the end for anyone who's called in. But, you know, as I think back about QFM over the years, I don't know that there's anything more important, you guys, than the music that we play. That's where it all started, you know. Even before QFM went on the air, long before that, you had Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith and Larry Norman and all these guys that were making waves with their music. And so Christian radio started to change, and there became these contemporary radio stations. And we felt that God was really calling us to that, to this area. So that's what happened, and we started out being, it wasn't QFM, it was Today's Christian Music. Q107, was our first name, Today's Christian Music, Q107. So the music was huge, and you know, Stephen Curtis Chapman, and on and on and on, you know, all these amazing artists. And then the concerts started to happen. We had some very early on. For Him was our first concert in Bagley.
Yeah.
And anytime we get a call, Josh, you just go right ahead and grab them. We'll put them on the air.
QFM, good morning. Who's this?
This is Becky.
Becky.
Hey, Becky.
Oh, Becky Moninga. She has been with
She's a brand new grandma today.
Yay! Oh, congratulations.
Happy birthday.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's right.
Yep. Last night at 10:41.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Congratulations.
Boy, girl.
It was a little girl, Nina. Oh, my Tasha God. And Garrett have a little boy that's a year and a half, and now they have a little girl.
But wow. But your daughter's only 12.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No. She grew up, didn't she?
Well, that's the thing. Your kids grew up with QFM, didn't they, Becky? You've been just a huge part. Thank you so much.
Went to a lot of concerts with us and everything else.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Yep. So one story is years and years ago, you guys did a promotion, and you could win a play system, you know, a wooden play system.
Yes.
From the place in Bemidji.
Yes.
And I remember we won that and built that play system for the kids, and they used it, and then we passed it on to other people so that other kids could use it. And it has just, I always think about that. It's like that was one of the things that you guys gave back to our family, and we got to enjoy for many, many years.
Wow, that is an awesome story. Thank you for sharing that. There's been a lot of fun giveaways over the years, and I think we only did that one time, but I do remember that very well, giving away. And I didn't remember you guys won it, though. I'm so glad you did. That's awesome.
Right.
Yep, the kids were pretty little back then, too. So it grew with them, and they used it and stuff. And then actually there was a neighbor that, after our kids got older and didn't need it, and there was a neighbor that needed a play system, and I said, if you guys want to come get ours, have it. And so they came and took it and used it. So
That's great. And Becky, what Bible would you like? We want to get you a Bible and a t-shirt. We've got kids' Bibles. We've got some study Bibles, Abide Bibles. What sounds good to you? And you probably already have a bunch of Bibles, but you can always give it away.
How about a kids' one?
You got it. You got that, Yvonne?
For the new baby.
Yep. All right, sounds good.
I got it.
Thank you, Becky.
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
Thanks, Becky. Thanks. Appreciate
Do that.
It. Yes.
Do what Becky did. Just give us a call.
By the way, birthdays every day. Becky sends us a message with the birthdays from all around, all around the area that she lives, and we get them every morning.
Yes, every morning.
So if you get a happy birthday wish, it's from Becky.
That's awesome.
Putting that out there.
And we'd love to do that and anniversaries as well. All right, let's take another call. Praise
QFM,
God.
QFM, good morning. Hello.
Hey, Josh and Yvonne. It's Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Sue Pierce.
Good morning, Sue. This is Bemidji as well. Do you got any QFM memories for us?
Well, you were there when I was going through one of the toughest times in my life, when I was going through my divorce.
Yeah.
You were there to uplift me and my family, and you really blessed me.
You know, Sue, we have heard that dozens and dozens of times over the years, you know, specifically even divorce. Honestly, it unfortunately, that's something that happens too often. But God does use the station, not only the music, but Focus on the Family and other shows like that, or just anything to minister. You know, we were just listening to a song this morning from Tasha Layton. Vicki, you and I.
Never.
I mean, wow. Never abandons. So, it's good.
I know it. And he was there, and he provided everything that I needed for me.
Yeah.
The Lord did.
This is Dennis.
You guys as well.
I remember the first time I think I met you was when we were doing the events with the kids over in Fawston.
The Extreme Faith?
Extreme Faith.
Yeah.
And I remember you and your family were very involved, and you would come early and help set up, and you'd come late or stay late and help clean up.
Mm.
And that was awesome.
Yeah.
Your family was a blessing.
Hey, Sue, you want a Bible?
Yes, I'd love one.
Any particular one that comes to mind?
What do you have?
Real quick, Vicki, what do we got?
Sure. We have Adventure Bibles. Those are the kids' Bibles. We have a New King James Study Bible. We have a New English Translation Text Bible. The Abide Bible is also New English Translation. And then the Love God Greatly Bible, which is also New English Translation.
What do you think, Sue?
I'll do one of the kids' Bibles.
Okay. Thank you, Sue.
Great Christmas present.
Yes, yes. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much,
Sue.
God bless you. Yeah. Yeah, you know, so many incredible memories again, musics, concerts. I drove by the roller skating rink in Bemidji the other day, and they're tearing it down.
Really?
And I had this instant thing, and listen to this, you guys. The very first event that we ever hosted was at the roller skating rink in Bemidji.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
We wanted to find out how many people were listening to QFM in the area. And so we played Christian music at the roller skating rink. There were hundreds and hundreds of people that came.
Yep.
We actually had to turn people away.
Oh, wow.
And it got so hot in there because it was in the winter.
Yeah.
It was like in December or January. It was right after we'd gone on the air that the floor started to get wet. It was raining.
Wow.
It was raining inside the building from the humidity.
Oh my gosh.
And people were falling down, and it was hilarious. We were laughing, but we had way too many people in that building. But it was incredible. And I'll never forget that night. We were all there. Our first morning host was Fred, Kevin Arvidsson. He was there, and we were cranking out the tunes and stuff. And I'm sure we've got some people listening that remember that. It was
I remember going to some events that you guys have had there. You had more.
I think we had several there.
Yeah,
because that one was such a hit. And, of course, we're going to recreate that at Northern Air. It's going to get so hot in there that the go-karts are going to spin out.
I think they have better ventilation than they did back in
there. I don't know. But we certainly do invite everybody to come Sunday night. That's going to be awesome. But, you know, concerts and comedians, you know, we use the Fawston Gymnasium for many concerts and shows and many different arenas. I bet you if we thought about all the different arenas where there's been concerts that QFM was kind of the welcoming station.
Yeah.
What would you guess, Josh? There's got to be at least a dozen, you know, in the area. At least two in Thief River, I know. So.
Is that us?
That's our phone.
That's
gotta
your
grab
phone.
That. Yep. Yeah. Sorry about that. Let's take a call. Hey, welcome. And any thoughts about 30 years of your QFM?
Good morning, Phil. This is Mindy Broden.
Hey, Mindy. Good morning.
Hey, Mindy.
Well, I tell you what, from the time I was a believer, I've been listening to 107. The first Christian concert I went to was Jeremy Camp, and it was also the first event at the new Sanford Center.
Yeah,
exactly.
And
right.
Q107 was a part of that.
Right.
And he dedicated the Sanford Center to the Lord that night.
Aww. Yes, he did.
And you guys were there.
Yeah.
And it was such a powerful, impactful time.
It was.
And I grew as a Christian listening, and I remember one time I was just new in recovery, and I had relapsed, and I was beating myself up, and I was hearing the enemy, and I was driving back from, I think, Mustard Seed in Clearbrook or something, and the song came on by Casting Crowns on 107, of The Voice of Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that song played on your radio station turned my life around. And that is one of the reasons why we are so devoted to Q107. And I am so happy to celebrate 30 years with you guys, because it is a godsend. It is a blessing, and the Lord is in it.
Mm. Wow. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. None of us can talk right now.
I just can't thank you guys enough. And like I said, my kids grew up listening to this station. Adam and I's marriage has been blessed by this station. Yeah. You guys just don't even know how you have been a part of changing lives by just allowing the Lord to work through you guys. So I just thank you so much. Yeah. And here's to another 30 years.
Amen. Oh, amen.
Thank you.
Wow. You are a blessing, Mindy. Wow. Hey, we want to get you a Bible. What Bible would you like, Mindy?
You know, I want to check out that Abide one.
All right. You got it. And a T-shirt for you as well. God bless you, Mindy. And I know we're supposed to be getting phone numbers here, too. But so far, we have everybody's numbers, I think. So thank you so much. God bless you. Whew. All right. See, this is so good. Please keep calling. We want to shed more tears. We want to laugh together. And if you've got stories about QFM, please just call. You guys take over what we're doing here. 800-435-1071 or 218-444-1071. Dennis, you brought up extreme. By the way, before we say another word, I want to mention all the great people that have been a part of QFM. Now, I don't have all their names, mm-hmm. and I don't even want to begin. There's just been quite a few over the years that have come and gone, and I just want to say thank you, Lord, for bringing us the people that you did, in some cases for a season. And, you know, I also want to make a special point to thank my wife, Leslie. You know, never really an employee, but yet she was an employee all these years. There's no doubt about it. Helping me to keep going and just praying for us. And you know, I employed all my kids at one point or another. And Philip is still our office manager. So a big thank you there. But just all of you guys that are on right now, Dennis and Vicky and Josh and Yvonne and others. I think about Karen Bingham, Dennis. Mm-hmm. She was our office manager for so many years.
Yes.
And what a wonderful woman of God, and her husband, Jeff. And then we think of Carrie, you guys, mm-hmm. and that whole thing in Grand Forks, where she helped to get the Grand Forks studio going. And then just that fateful day in August, those years ago, where, you know, just unexpectedly passed away. And we'll never forget that, and always will have her voice on our legal IDs. You hear mm-hmm. it every hour, you know, photos of Carrie at the Grand Forks studio. That was a part of it. That was a very, very sad part mm-hmm. of, obviously, of what happened here. We actually had another employee that passed away years ago, David. He was a news person in Foston, and he got cancer, and he passed away while, you know, he was no longer an employee at that time, but he was when he got cancer, and he died in Foston. So I do remember that. He was also involved at the Bible camp and different things. So, yeah, you know, Josh, lots of incredible people is what makes it happen, yeah. Right?
Yes.
And JD.
Yeah, oh, yeah, JD, for goodness sake. Yeah. Thank you.
Our utility man, JD, he was... Yes. JD was always ready to step up and go whenever
or jump in a lake.
Yeah.
I loved his late night stuff.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
That was so good.
Our dear JD.
Yeah. Yes. And that's the thing. After 30 years, you're going to have things like this in your history as well. A lot of the joyful times, but some sad things are going to happen as well. And so, yeah, we miss them dearly, but
we do.
They're with the Lord. And I tell you, after seeing the movie my wife and I saw yesterday in the theater, that After Death, I can't wait to go join these people.
I can't wait to see that one.
That was incredible.
Review?
No, not right now. We don't have time.
Okay.
I'm going to review it tonight, though. I tell you what, that was incredible. We've got another call coming in here, and thank you for calling. Memories of 30 years of QFM.
Well, mine don't go back quite as far as yours, but I do remember helping with Go Fish up at Foston.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember how blown away I was that you didn't know me from Adam, and yet I was given the responsibility of helping with the T-shirt sales and stuff. And I was so surprised that, you know, I just was, to me it felt like a real honor, but didn't seek you guys out right away. Took me a little bit longer. I happened to be radio dialing,
yeah,
and took the 30-day challenge with Beth and Josh.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And yes. Boy, I'm a. I think you could call myself kind of a groupie now. QFM groupie.
You know, that's such an encouraging thing to hear, because you never know if anybody is going to partake in the things that we offer. You know,
and I'm
hear that, Carla, no, I just say when we get to hear that, that's encouraging to us to know that that's the Lord working through this radio ministry, and that's huge.
Yeah. Carla, you are a blessing, Carla. And now
every day, you know, you guys are in my bathroom, you're in my dining room, you're in my living room, you're in my bedroom. I mean, I really, Vicky, I mean, oh my gosh, to have this woman where she's been put, there's just never anything that doesn't just make me look up to the Lord and just say thank you. And I do it a lot during the day listening to QFM.
Yeah, amen.
Because there's so much to be grateful for. The news, you know, that Phil and Mike will bring in. We used to listen to KTIS in the cities. Not even close. Your QFM is like you say, God's truth.
Yeah.
And I love you all, and I am so blessed to be considered part of the family.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Well, thank you sure you are, Carla. Thank hey, can we get you a Bible? Family. Would you like a Bible, Carla? Oh,
you know what? I think I'd like to try that that New King James Study Bible.
You got it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got 30 Bibles to give away, so we need a bunch of calls.
Yeah, call in and share with us this morning. It's a big celebration, the 30th anniversary of your QFM, and we got just happened to have 30 Bibles to give away this morning.
Let me kind of rapid fire some highlights that I thought of over the years. I mean, obviously the music, concerts, comedians, marriage events, men's events, extreme faith. We did that many, many times. Focus and family life. Shopping on the radio, for goodness sakes. We've been doing that for over 10 years. I mean, it's probably been 14 years since we started that.
Yep.
Our pledge drives, shows like God's Great Outdoors. I mean, Jerry Calouette was a part of our Saturdays for years, and he's gone on to be with Jesus now. And, you know, our summer contests. How about Better to Give, which is about to begin again?
Yes.
I think that nomination form, does it go up this Friday, Josh? Or it's about ready to start.
We'll do it on Monday. Next week, because we were going to wait till we finished up with Northern Air.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
And, of course, again, all the incredible people that have been a part of the ministry. Getting the Grand Forks studio, you know, years ago, probably about 15 years ago now, about halfway.
Oh, man. I remember that. I remember that from day one. I remember because I was really good friends with Carrie for many years, and that was her dream.
I remember when she called me up one day and said, "Hey, put some old clothes on because you're coming to paint."
And it was, awesome. You know, you guys were connected on that whole deal, and it was just like, you know, for that to happen. And the way everything that the Lord ordered everything to happen was just amazing.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I'm just blown away.
You know, and that wouldn't have happened without Shine the Light. And I've got to talk about that a second, because Shine the Light, again, is our nonprofit partnering ministry. Completely separate board of directors. Carla is one of those. And there's been incredible leadership with that organization over the years, people like Tim Tinglestad and Annette Tinglestad, as a matter of fact, Carsten from Fertile, Hovland, Mike Adamek, who texted me just a little bit ago. I should read his text. I'm sure. I know he's wishing us happy birthday, QFM, from Mike Adamek. Troy Glass, on and on. There's just been so many that have been a part of Shine the Light, and they're the ones that own the translators in Grand Forks and Walker and Park Rapids, and they just partner with us in an incredible way. And we patterned that after some other radio stations in the upper Midwest, down in Spearfish, South Dakota, and Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. We had run around the country before QFM went on the air, mm-hmm. and did some praying and investigating of, all right, Lord, how are we going to do this? How are we going to make this thing work mm-hmm. in our area? And this is what he laid out for us, and it's been an incredible thing. So God bless all of those that have been a part of Shine the Light. And when you give, you're giving through Shine the Light. That's mm-hmm. how that works. And then they underwrite huge chunks of our day here on QFM to keep us going.
And maintain our satellites and stuff.
Yeah, the translators. They own them and maintain them. When we moved to Bemidji, that was like 10 years ago. That was a huge move. We left Fauston as our main studio, increased our power to 100,000 watts, and moved here. That was a very huge thing over the years. How about all of the advertisers over the years, Dennis? You and I deal with them directly. Where would we be without our advertisers? I can't begin to name them, but I'll mention one. One that's been so huge for us over the years, Grand Forks Subaru.
Yeah.
You know, just as an example.
Yeah.
You know, one of our larger advertisers, but there's been hundreds and hundreds over the years.
Yeah.
And there still are many, and we're just very grateful for that. You know, changing our name from, like we said, Today's Christian Music, Q107, to Your Life, God's Truth, Your QFM. Mm-hmm. Part of the motivation was we had these other signals other than 107.
Right.
In Grand Forks, they listen at 104.9. And in Walker, 104.9, Park Rapids, 92.9. So we thought, do we keep saying 107? I love it, though, when we have people that still call us that. Mindy just did that when she called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Q107. So it's just always there, and that's just fine. But God's truth was also the motivation for that. Mm-hmm. He made it clear that he wanted QFM to be more than just a music station. That was huge, but make sure that you are going to stand for truth as well, his truth.
Especially in this day and age.
In this day and age, amen. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember, Josh, when we first started to use the internet, listen live online, and of course the app, you know.
Oh, boy.
30 years. A lot of changes.
I have been beating my head up against the wall ever since. Like, how do you keep up with everything technologically and fortunately, the Lord gave me brains to be able to figure this stuff out, and a great engineer, Jim, that was huge when we started streaming, using a stream and building an app and doing all that stuff. And I learned how to make an Alexa skill so you can listen to us on your Alexa devices and things. And it was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's just say I learned a lot more than I ever planned on learning.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And of course, Jim is on the list here too. Our engineer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
You know, where would we be without Jim Offerdahl, who again is also the mayor of Fauston, but just what a wonderful man and an incredible engineer. He will
he
be in
too.
The Engineering Hall of Fame.
Because
there is actually such a thing, and he's going to be in that. So he's incredible. And now his son, Joe, works mm-hmm. with him and Mark, and they just do a great job. They do engineering for dozens and dozens mm-hmm. of radio stations. But I think his favorite is QFM.
I do too.
I think I think it is.
Well, if it goes as far as him picking on me,
yes,
it is his favorite.
Yeah, he loves Dennis. That's right. Then there's the Q Cars, which has been fun. We've had a lot of cars over the years. Dennis has wrecked 3-4.
Oh,
maybe?
My goodness.
Just kidding.
There's actually only two, but one was twice.
Yeah. not your fault. It's those pesky stumps that just jump up in front of the car.
And bikes.
Stumps.
Remember the 4th of July, when all the trees blew down and stuff? That was when I did that. I
hit the stump.
Hit a stump.
Anyway, it's fun. You know, and then just the connection to ministries over the years. I think of like Oak Hills, for goodness sakes. Wow. When Lisa comes in from Oak Hills and Dr. Geese, we just love that connection with Oak Hills. And
been partnering with them for
who knows
years.
Where that could even go down the road, because the school's doing great. And and anyway, it's just been strong, and let alone all the pregnancy centers and the Christian schools, the churches. Just last night, you guys, all the Halloween things going on at churches, that was fun to be a part of that with QFM.
Right.
You know, to let people know all those things. I think about the March for Jesus. When we first went on the air 30 years ago, they were doing, they started to do the March for Jesus in Bemidji then.
Right.
That was the first time it was happening around the world.
Yeah.
And QFM played the music for it then. And now we're doing it again 30 years later.
Yeah.
So it's, it has been an incredible thing all these 30 years. Now, we would love to get some rapid-fire phone calls for the rest of this hour. We want to get you a Bible and a T-shirt, and then we have a surprise for everyone who's called in, a chance to win something else at the end. So let's, we got to get these phones going here. Josh, let's mention both the phone numbers. It's kind of like the pledge drive here all of a sudden.
Right? And we're giving great things to you today.
Yes, and all you can just say, call in and say, happy birthday, QFM. You don't have to say anything giant, but if you do have something you want to share, go for it. But let's just take a bunch of calls here right now.
Yeah, absolutely. QFM, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Josh. It's Nancy calling.
Oh, Nancy. Good morning. How's your day going?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Happy birthday to QFM.
Thank you. Can we get you a Bible?
Yes, that would be great. I will give one to one of my sons.
Awesome. So you want a kid's Bible, or do you want a... how old is your son?
He's an adult.
Okay. How about one of those Abide Bibles, or what would you say, Vicki?
Maybe the Live God Greatly Bible?
Let's do that.
Or Love God Greatly?
Love God Greatly Bible. You got one, Nancy. Thank you very much.
That sounds great. I just wanted to thank all of you for being present in our community and for just being a light and a voice for God. And I appreciate it. I've listened since you started here in the Grand Forks area.
Awesome.
And just love the music, love the programs, and just love Josh and Yvonne in the morning.
We love you too, Nancy.
Is Nancy on, by the way?
Yes. Nancy, that is awesome.
Thank you,
Nancy. And we would love to hear from some people that started to listen 30 years ago. If you're listening right now, please give us a quick call. That'd be great. But go ahead, Josh. You've got another call.
Oh, thank you, Nancy. Appreciate you calling in. Come down and see us. You bet. QFM, good morning. Who is this?
Happy birthday. This is Heidi Severson.
Hey.
Hi, Heidi.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Were you listening 30 years ago, Heidi?
So thankful for you guys. I was listening 30 years ago, brought my kids to all the Go Fish concerts, all the Christmas concerts.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Love you guys. So thankful for your stations.
Oh, thank you so much. Can we get you a Bible, Heidi?
Sure.
Yes, we'll do it. Let's do one of those Love God Greatly Bibles as well for Heidi, and God bless you and your family. How's Holly? Yeah.
She is good. I'm babysitting my grandson today. Her little boy is two.
Oh, yeah. Holly grew up on QFM. There's no doubt about it.
Well, she was only like three or four when I first met him.
Yeah. Thanks, Heidi. God bless you. All right.
The Rainbow Bible Book.
Yep. Yes,
exactly right.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes. All right. I've got a call over here, too. Let's take one. So,
you go ahead.
All right. Thank you for calling. Who is this?
This is Jackie Kruger.
Hey, Jackie. Thank you for calling. How long have you been listening?
30 years.
Yay!
Wow. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
I used to live out by the Queen Township.
Oh, by the tower. Yeah.
Yes. And when you guys first started, I would have my TV on, and I would have... the program, you could see the program of the TV, but you could hear QFM.
You were probably one of those that were mad at us for a while. I was messing with your TV. We had to put a bunch of special antennas on people's TVs in that area.
Oh, my goodness.
Filters.
Yeah, it is just crazy. Jackie, we want to get you a Bible. Can we give you a Bible, and you could stop by and pick it up?
Yes, Love God Greatly.
Oh, you got it. So thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
Phil,
keep going.
You have worn many hats, And you used to be in the morning, Phil and Nate in the morning, and now to, you know, the evening and everything in between.
Yes, that is true.
We're grateful for you.
Yeah, it's just been a blessing for sure. Dennis, you want to put one of those calls on hold? Yeah. Thank you so much, Jackie. God bless you so much, okay?
Thank you.
All right, let's, and Josh, you've got one waiting?
You're still with us? Hello?
I've got one here. Thanks for calling. And who's this?
This is Carolyn Downey.
Hey, Carolyn. God bless you.
Thank you. I remember when they first went on the air and we listened. And then when Kenny did the ride in 94, they followed him across the country. Every once in a while they'd check in with him to see where he was. And I've always appreciated your music. I have my radio on 24/7 now.
Wow. So, Carolyn Downey.
Oh, sure.
Yes. God bless you, Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Ken, her husband was a circuit riding preacher. He'd ride horseback and preach the gospel across the country. And we just loved Ken. I remember going on a fly-in fishing trip up to Canada with Ken years ago. Part of God's Great Outdoors. It was it was an amazing thing. Carolyn, we're going to get you a Bible. How about that, okay?
Yeah. Do you have the Passion Bible?
We don't have that one. We've got the Abide Bible. I think you'd love that one.
Okay. That
Let's do that.
Good.
Okay. Thanks, Carolyn. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
You bet. And keep those calls coming. I've got one here, too. Hi. Who's this? Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to say... you guys, and I've been listening for 25 years.
That is awesome.
Yes.
You got that's Josh's phone. Awesome. You guys are going to grab that, aren't you? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right, keep going.
I'm also sharing your birthday. It's my birthday today.
Oh,
my
birthday.
Happy birthday. I love that. Who is this?
This is Lori Salto.
Oh, hey, Lori. That's amazing. Happy birthday to you. And you're 30 as well, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for listening, Lori. A favorite concert or anything over the years?
Oh, my goodness. I love Skillet.
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
Skillety-doo. Mm-hmm. Oh, we can't forget the Wally Show. That was
Wally
fun, too.
Show for
hey, Lori, we're going to have a Bible for you. Stop in and grab one, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yes, you bet. Let's just give Lori. We'll probably just have to start assigning Bibles. Go ahead, Josh.
QFM, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is LaVon Schmidt from New Holden.
Hey, LaVon.
Hey, LaVon.
Oh, happy birthday, guys.
Thank you.
And yes, I have been listening for 30 years, and thank you so much.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. What a blessing you guys.
Yeah, so cool. And we have enjoyed so much how you have impacted the area for Jesus Christ. We sent many of our kids to your concerts, and they look so forward to it. And,
Amen.
Thank you and blessings.
We're going to get you a Bible, LaVon, too. Can you stop by the Grand Forks office and pick up one?
Oh, I think I can. I'll be over there on Friday. So
bring a puppy, too.
No. Josh does not need a puppy.
They have the most beautiful Springer Spaniels.
I can do that for you, Yvonne.
No.
Whenever you can, LaVon, come see us. We'll get you fixed.
Yeah. You guys need a mascot over there. All right. Thank you, LaVon. And it looks like you got another one coming, Josh. Let's go. Go ahead. Keep calling, you guys.
Right. Yep.
We've got 30 Bibles to give away, and we can even go beyond that. Go for it, Josh.
QFM, good morning. Who's this?
Mary Beth Bond.
Hey, Mary Beth.
Good morning.
Hey. I haven't been listening for 30 years, but I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I love it.
Can we get you a Bible?
Let's see.
What do we have the most of right now, Vicki?
The Adventure Bibles and the Abide Bibles.
Okay. Abide Bible or Adventure Bible for kids?
The Adventure Bible, what kind of ages are we talking?
I'd say what, Josh, 7 to 13?
Oh, it's a great Bible for kids. Yes. Yeah. And
I'm going to do that one.
Yeah, there's lots of pictures, illustrations in there.
That's my favorite Bible because of the pictures.
It is, it's a blast.
I can understand it.
Yes.
It's a good one, you bet.
Thank you, Mary.
That's the one I want to do. Yep.
Awesome.
And happy birthday, guys, and I'll keep listening.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. I've got another one coming in over here. Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Phil, this is Tyler Steinsberg calling.
Well, Tyler from Foston at New Journey Church. How you doing, man?
Yes, I'm doing well.
Awesome.
I'm calling. I have to thank you, and you might not even know this, Phil, but I owe my job at New Journey Church to QFM.
Well, I'm not sure I knew that.
No. So, when I first came to QFM, or to QFM, to Foston, to New Journey Church, I came to Foston for an extreme faith event when I was in Roseville, helping as a youth volunteer for that event. And I bumped into a couple of my campers from a Bible camp I had worked at and started reminiscing. They asked what I was up to, and I told them I had graduated college and was looking for a church to serve in, and they said, well, that's interesting, because our youth pastor is leaving to plant a church. And a lot of your listeners would know who that is as well.
Scuba. Scuba Steve.
Yeah, Scuba Steve. Oh, my goodness
Left to plant a church in the Fargo-Moorhead area, and the rest is history. I've been at that church now for 13 years.
Wow.
Listening to QFM that whole time.
Yeah, that's how God works. And I know you've won some of our Valentine card, at least one of those over the years, writing a poem about your wife. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And we just appreciate you. You were such good friends with my son, Dawson, over the years too, Tyler. God bless you and your family. You have a couple kids now?
We got one little girl, a three-year-old.
That's what. Oh, wow. One little girl.
Yeah, pretty cool.
All right. We're going to get you a Bible, Tyler. What sounds good to you? How about one of those Abide Bibles? Does that sound good?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
We're going to have it here for you at QFM, so thank you so much. All right. Boy, they keep those calls coming. 218.
I had totally forgotten about Scuba Steven. Who was the other?
Yeah, Tim.
Tim.
Yeah,
Tim Carlton. They used to do some of the afternoon stuff on our...
During pledge drives. Yeah. Josh, you go first. Yeah. I've got one waiting too.
Hello. Who's this?
This is Tamara Day.
Hey, Tamara. How are you?
I'm awesome. I just have a little story about Q107. I drive a level 4 van for a school district, and I had a child. I had the radio on, and of course, I'm listening to Q107, and he says, well, what are you listening to? I said, I'm listening to Q107, and he says, all right, turn it up. So, you know, you're a blessing, even though you don't even know you are.
That's so true.
Love your station. I've listened to it for 30 years, and when it was hard at the beginning, because I live down by La Porte, and we couldn't get it as well.
Yeah.
So it'd be in and out, but since it's come in, I've listened to it all day long.
Oh.
It's the only
station
I actually listen to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. So, we're going to get you a Bible tomorrow, and thank you so much for calling. Stop by QFM here in Bemidji and pick that up, and a T-shirt as well, okay?
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Dennis, you want to grab that one, put it on hold, and I've got someone here. The fact is that we don't know the vast majority of things that God has done with QFM. There's no way we would know that. Mm. But he does, and he uses it in incredible ways. Who is this? Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Phil. It's Larry.
Larry Road. Hey, I am so glad you called. You guys, Larry and I were the ones that worked together to get QFM on the air all those years ago.
Oh, wow.
God bless you, Larry, and I am so glad you called. A lot of memories, right? Wow.
Yeah, it really is. The dream started actually 34 years ago.
Yep.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas time.
Lots of meetings, getting together to pray. The thing about Larry, and Larry, first and foremost, him and his family, they love the Lord. And Larry has such a a mind for business and putting things together to make it succeed. And that is a gift you have, Larry, from the Lord. And you were so instrumental for the nuts and bolts, as well as the spiritual part of getting it on the air. And I want to thank you for that, Larry. Wouldn't have happened without you. That's just the way it is.
I don't know what to say. It's been an amazing journey.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting things along the way. I guess one of the things I'd like to just reminisce about, remember when you and Bruce Johnson and Kevin Arvidsson went down to pick up the transmitter, the very first original transmitter?
Boy, do I. That was unbelievable. Yeah.
You'll have to tell a little bit about that story. There's this great big thing in it. Now what do we do?
Yeah. Yeah, we had no way, because we bought a used transmitter and it was in a building. So we go down there and there was no way of getting it out of the building. You know, we didn't have that kind of equipment. We were in the middle of nowhere. It was down by the Twin Cities, right, Larry?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, how are we going to get this? It would take a very special piece of equipment to be able to reach in, hook it up, lift it, and get it out of this building. And, we had a truck, but that's all we had. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, how are we going to do it? So we're praying about it, and we were going to drive into town to see what we could find. And the very next place was a farm. You could see the farm buildings from this tower site where this transmitter was. And we thought, well, let's drive in there. And sitting outside of a barn was this tractor that had this crazy sort of lift loader mechanism on it that was exactly what we needed. I mean exactly what we needed to get that transmitter out of the building. And the farmer was right there. We said, hey, could you help us with that tractor, get this out of the building? Sure. No problem at all.
Oh, my goodness.
And within the next hour, that thing was on the back of the truck, and we were headed home. I mean, it was unbelievable. And, Larry, those kinds of things happened, didn't they, over the years? Just incredible.
Yeah, they really did. It was pretty amazing. Literally one miracle after the other.
Yeah. Remember when you and I drove into that farm to look for a tower site by Foston?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a miracle as well. I mean, just
wow.
Countless.
Yeah.
Well, God
it's been pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how Shine the Light came along in those early years. It was tough. There's just no. Getting around it, you got to say it was tough.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't easy.
There was a lot of prayer and a lot of people who really came alongside of us and encouraged. And there were times you felt like giving up, you know. But God came alongside us and we persevered. And
amen.
And look at it now. The different transmitters and locations, which is pretty phenomenal. Mary Larson.
Yes.
I just think of those early years, how instrumental she was and all the work that she put in for
Shine the Light.
For little or no pay at all.
Exactly.
You know,
it's
pretty amazing.
Yeah. I think of Brian and Tracy Oren, example, on Shine the Light.
Mm-hmm.
Joanne Foltz, Larry.
Yes, there's another one. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just incredible contributions over the years.
Right.
Larry, God bless you. I'm so glad you called.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Yeah. Take care.
Have a great day.
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Yes. Thank you. Larry Rode from Foston, and he still owns a business in Foston. He's started and operated a number of them over the years, but his passion was radio. He went back to broadcasting school when he was I don't know how old he was, but certainly middle aged to learn radio, and then and then he and I got together, and here we go. So it was amazing. Thank you for waiting. And who's this?
Good morning, sunshine. This is Crystal.
Crystal.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any favorite memory? How long have you been listening?
I actually haven't been listening all that long. I was kind of in a down spot about a year and a half ago and was running through radio stations and everything kind of sounded like garbage all the time. And all of a sudden, I'm on pop from Austin Green. I was like, this is the perfect song.
Yeah. Amen.
And I have been listening ever since.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Wow. That is just incredible.
I absolutely love your guys' station.
Where you live, what area are you from, Crystal?
Oh, I actually live up by Red Lake.
Okay.
And I work just down the street from you guys at Raphael's Bakery.
Well,
awesome.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, you stop in town, and we have a Bible and a T-shirt for you, Crystal, okay?
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Right. Have a wonderful day.
Do you mind if we get your last name, Crystal?
Oh, Holcomb.
Crystal Holcomb. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Do you have anyone waiting? I've got another one here, Josh.
You just do
all
your
right,
thing,
let's
man.
Go. thank you so much for calling. Who's this?
This is Patrick Rose.
Patrick Rose?
We've been with QSFM since day one when Doug was out.
Oh,
Nate,
my.
Brad, we went to the very first Spirit Fest.
Spirit Fest.
Yeah.
That's right. Where do you live again, Patrick?
Right now we're in Bemidji. We used to live in Zirko. We moved back to Michigan for a few years, but now we're back and we're still members.
Okay.
But Spirit Fest was a great time. The second year of Spirit Fest, we had talked to some families. We had like 3 or 4 families go back with us.
That's right.
And then the third year, we had about 25 or 30 caravan.
Well, yes. I mean, we would have like QFM compounds almost.
Yeah, we did too.
At some of these music festivals over the years. That's another. Yeah. Really fun thing to reminisce about, you know, the summer stuff. Patrick, God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And can we get you a Bible?
No, I have lots of Bibles.
Wow.
Stop in and get a T-shirt.
We'll get you a T-shirt, though, for sure. So thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Stop him.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. And I've got one here, too. Hi, who's this?
Happy birthday to you.
That's right.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Is this Katie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Thank you. And how long have you been listening now?
I was going to say, the first time I heard you guys, I was driving around channel surfing, and I had Stopping on the radio. And I thought, what is this? And I was hooked ever since. So
that's awesome. Well, that is kind of fun, Shopping on the Radio. And Katie, you have been a blessing to
us.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, you guys have been a blessing to the entire area. It's like everyone said, you'll never know how many stories and how many lives you've touched. And I remember the music festival. I don't remember where it was at, but I brought my pop-up fish house, that's what the boys and I camped in.
That was in Detroit Lakes.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yes, it was in DL. Yep. So I think Colton Dixon was there, and there were quite a few others, and bouncy houses. And
I think that's one of the first times that Yvonne and I got to hang out with you and meet you. You and your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently the pop-up fish house is kind of like a precursor to the ice castle.
I think so. And it works in the summertime. It's like a tent.
Sure.
Yeah, it worked. Luckily it didn't rain too hard because I knew we had just kind of a sprinkly festival for that one, but it wasn't too bad, so we made her through. And
awesome. Was that the one
that was just, I really, really got tuned in with the QFM family, and I was a heart-hooked fan from then on.
I think that was the one where we were freezing. Wasn't that one, though, it was really cold, Katie?
She didn't know she was in a fish house.
Yeah.
It was windy and wet and cold. Yes.
I remember that one.
Late June. Wasn't it late June?
I remember that. I remember I had every piece of clothing on that I brought with down there because it was so cold, I had to drive into Detroit Lakes and find the Carhartt store.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, well, the kids were all warm because they were on the bouncy houses.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Lots of humidity in there, yeah. Katie, God bless you. Thank you for calling, and we've got a Bible and a shirt for you, so stop in, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Happy birthday.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we've already gone a whole hour. It goes by so quick. And we could go on and on, no doubt about it. And I don't think we've given away all 30. That's okay. But we do have a bunch of names. Yvonne, I know we were thinking of spinning the wheel. You're all set.
I'm ready.
Maybe.
Yeah. Look at that. I've already got the 17 names on this list.
Oh, that's good. Well, what we want to do is give away a pair of tickets to see the Reason Tour.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Grand Forks on December 7th. And Micah Tyler.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
He's great.
Great artist. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think we should probably just do that. I mean, literally, we could do this all day probably.
Oh, yeah, easily.
But we just want to say thank you to everybody. We couldn't do it without you, your prayers, your partnership.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, as we kick this off this morning, we do have a new total. We finished that Friday at just over 201,000. And Susie was able to let us know. Mm-hmm. And hey, we got to mention Susie and Matthew Dennert as well, the current executive director and financial secretary for Shine the Light, Preston
and,
Hansen.
And today is actually Susie's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And she's 30 also.
And she's 30 also.
Yes.
She is. Everyone's 30 today. I love that. That is awesome. Very cool. I'm feeling like it today.
There you go.
30.
Yeah.
Well, and anyway, just awesome. And the new total is just over $235,000.
So,
yeah, it's outstanding. Yeah.
Praise God. And, you know, there you go. Thank you, Dennis. We needed that. All right. Let's spin that wheel. Let's give away a pair of tickets.
All right.
All right.
Yes.
I'm getting ready here. Ready? Spin.
Spin. Ooh, dig that music.
Yeah.
Cha-cha-cha. Wheel of Fortune.
Yay.
Who's
our winner?
Our winner is LaVon Schmidt.
LaVon, we got a pair of tickets for you to join us at The Reason coming up on December 7th. That's going to be a great time. Looking forward to that.
Her hubby, Pastor Roger, he and I have had many conversations over the years because I love this about Roger. He was not only a pastor, but he ran for the Minnesota State Senate.
Oh.
He cares about that part, too, and, you know, just having his biblical values. And so just, you know, wonderful guy and a terrific family. So thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
All right. We better wrap it up, you guys. We'll talk about it some more. Mike's going to join me for the three-hour drive later today, so we'll have a little more fun this afternoon with that. Vicki, I'm glad you could be here with us.
I am too. Mm-hmm. Thanks for this morning. It's such a blessing.
Yeah. Awesome. Dennis, thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
For how many years for you now?
It's 16.
Wow.
Yeah, so not a little
just
over halfway.
Half.
Yeah, but I appreciate you very much, Phil. You have carried, like the one person said, you wear a lot of different hats, and you do. And you bring this community from one end to the other together, and you do a good job.
Amen.
And you're very faithful to what God has for you. And appreciate that. Yes.
I want to say that my son Philip is here now. He's our office manager, and it has been a blessing to have him here with us as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know many of you know him now as you come in and say hi and pick up shopping stuff and all that. He's just been very, very helpful here to QFM. So praise God. Josh and Yvonne, you guys are awesome, and you have brought things to a whole new level, honestly, for us here at QFM. And I just want to say how much we love you guys and appreciate what you both do.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh, you've done a great job in training Yvonne of what radio is all about.
And me.
And Vicki.
Yes. Coming in with
there's no hope for
experience.
Me, though.
No,
there is no hope for me as far as training.
There's
me,
no hope for Dennis.
That's exactly
That's because I've tried to train him. And
you used a word that doesn't get used in a marriage. I'm just saying.
Oh, training?
Training.
Oh, yeah. There's no training your wife.
Five calls calls it.
I show her how to do things.
There you go.
How's that? Is that better?
That is a way better way to say it. Guide her. Yes. There is no training your wife.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's been a thrill to be here and to be able to do this. And just see what the Lord does. It's amazing.
Yeah. We're not done yet. We got a long way to go until Jesus comes back. That'll be cool. Amen. And All right,
Amen.
Back to you guys. Take it away. Let's wrap it up with prayer here this morning. I will do that. And
say the prayer. Yes.
Amen. Lord, first of all, we are just so grateful to you. Mm-hmm. We know full well that without you, we're just nothing. And this wouldn't be what it is today. We're so grateful for your faithfulness, for your love for us and keeping things going. And Lord, we ask that you would bless the family of listeners of QFM right now, right here today. Bless all of those who have been a part of the ministry as employees, as Shine the Light board members. And I apologize that I didn't get everyone's name mentioned. It is what it is. But God knows you. And thank you for the part that you have played in this ministry over the years. Thank you to all the pastors and the churches and all the ministries out there and for what you do for the Lord in this area. Thank you for all the artists that we have been able to feature on QFM over the years, hundreds and hundreds of them. Some have come and gone, Lord, and many still going strong. And thank you for blessing them with the gifts that you have, that they can proclaim you through the airwaves. Thank you for Focus on the Family and Family Life Today and Insight for Living and Money Matters and God's Great Outdoors, all those things, Lord. None of those would happen without you, and all of them point people to you. We want to continue to do that here at QFM, and we just are so grateful. Thank you for our health and for everything as we move forward here today, Lord. And it's what it's all about. It's about our lives and your truth. So thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Take it back, Josh, and God bless you guys.